can a white, yeshiva-educated writer-director make a film about life among New York's black drug gangs? That's what 29-year-old Boaz Yakin has done in his debut movie. Film critic Stephen Schiff took a look at Fresh.
Strangely enough, what feels most authentic in this movie is the inner city atmosphere. Boaz Yakin says he prepared for his film by hanging out briefly at a school in Brooklyn. If that's all he did, he's a quick study. Scene for scene, the movie is taut, well-written, and evocative. And Yakin doesn't waste any time. From the movie's first few minutes, we know that its title character, 12-year-old Fresh, is a drug runner, balancing his days between the local crack dealers and the neighborhood's big-time heroin pusher, Esteban, played by Giancarlo Esposito. Esteban likes Fresh. He thinks the kid has a future in dope dealing.
You find your niche, you stay there, stay cool, and you be the man into your 50s and 60s. And then you retire your old ass to a nice condo someplace hot with a lot of nice Jewish people. Okay, you leave the business for your kids. Hey, it's like banking, only it's more secure. And you don't pay no taxes.
As fatherly as Esteban may be, he's a predator. And his latest prey is Fresh's beautiful older sister, a junkie who bounces from one dealer's arms to another's. Meanwhile, Fresh has to contend with school, with the aunt who's raising him along with 11 other kids, and with his own real father, played by Samuel L. Jackson. He's a chess hustler who's estranged from the rest of the family. And though he doesn't show Fresh much warmth or affection, he does teach him the ways of the chessboard.
And what kind of player am I? Am I an offensive man or a defensive man? That's right, I'm neither. I play my opponent. If he likes to attack, I force him to defend himself. If he's a cautious man, I draw him into dangerous waters. See, you get so frustrated playing defensive positions, you make stupid moves you'd never make if you were thinking. When you come here, boy, check that at the door.
So, does Fresh break out of Brooklyn and head for Harvard on a chess scholarship? No, but what he does do is a lot more interesting. Using the strategic thinking his father has drummed into his head, he sets up every gangster and goon in his neighborhood, fooling them into destroying one another and themselves. Yakin has planned his movie cleverly. At first, it's his evocation of the ghetto that draws you in, and just when that begins to pall, his plot begins to twist and jump. What's missing, though, is character. Sean Nelson, who plays Fresh, is remarkably self-possessed, but he's not much more than that. He's an inexpressive young actor who can't make Fresh seem more than a cipher. And the kids who play his young posse are even worse. Yakin's dialogue is smart enough, but these young actors can't deliver it. And Yakin may be too inexperienced to know how to disguise bad acting. Instead of cutting around the shaky performances, he dotes on them. Still, the movie is fascinating for what it does accomplish. The violence in Fresh isn't as constant and in-your-face as the violence in Boys in the Hood or Menace to Society, but that makes it startlingly effective. It leaps out of the shadows at you and curdles your blood. And even Fresh's blankness makes the world he's forced to live in seem all the more appalling. As for Boaz Yakin, well, if he can conjure up other worlds as effectively and convincingly as he's conjured up the inner city, he's going to be a very valuable commodity in Hollywood.
Stephen Schiff writes for The New Yorker.